We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we were explaining that the Pasuk says three times, Heichal Hashem Hema, that the Yidin are the chamber, the home, for Yudke Vavke. We then explained that through Torah and Mitzvahs, which are done through Machshava Dibur HaMaisa, through that, the person fulfilling the Torah and Mitzvahs becomes a place and a space for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for that which is above our world, holiness. And because Torah and Mitzvahs is fulfilled through the three garments of the Nefesh, Machshava, Dibur and Maisa, that's why we say Kaddish three times, because the person becomes holy on these three different levels of Machshava, Dibur and Maisa. And when they become holy, that means they became a home for holiness. Holiness can feel comfortable in the person, and the person can be comfortable with holiness on three different levels, and that's why it says Heichal Hashem three times. V'hainu hadira b'tachtoinim, and this is what we mean when we say that there should be a home in tachtoinim, meaning sheyiyu haneshamos nasim ba'olam hazeh, the neshamos should materialize in our world, beguf dafka, the neshama should be within a physical body. And this neshama that's in a physical body, kli lebechinas kodesh muvdol, the way the neshama is within the body, should be a keli, should be a receptacle, should be able to receive and tolerate holiness, which is again above our world and above our realm. K'may shekasov bekirbecha kodesh, that within you, on a personal level, in an internalized way, you should be kaddish. V'zehu v'shachanti b'saicham dafke. This is what it means, and I will dwell within them. In other words, the holiness won't be above them and outside of them and disconnected from them, but the holiness will become internalized. V'chol zeh, and all of this is accomplished. Nasa yidei eskafya sitra achra besur merav asei taiv chulu. This can only be done when a person living in our world, and again, has urges that pull him the other direction. And this person, by choice, chooses to not listen to those urges and those drives. This person can then be a place for Kedusha, for holiness, can make a home for Hashem. Kitzer, Inyan HaMishkan is V'shachanti B'saicham. The Mishkan is the place where Hashem can dwell, which is Dira B'tachtainim. That's a home in the lower realm. V'hainu Aydei Eskafya V'eshapcha. This is accomplished through Eskafya and Eshapcha, as we spoke about. Heichal Hashem Hema Gimel Pa'amim, which are Keneged, Gimel Pa'amim Kadesh, the three Heichal Hashems correspond to the three times we say holy. The question is, why is it that through dealing with Sitra Achra, through not listening to it or transforming it, why does it have so much significance if Sitra Achra has zero significance in Ishtalshalos? It has no place in Ishtalshalos. It's like a spider in the king's chamber where they're involved in much more important stuff, and the spider is insignificant and unimportant, and no one pays any attention to it. That's Sitra Achra. It may be eating from Heichal HaMelech, it may be sustaining itself from Hashem, but it's insignificant, it has no importance, it's irrelevant in a certain way, and it's non-existent. So how come through dealing with it does Hashem give it so much importance? And again, Hashem, and only then, can Hashem dwell in any realm fully as a home, that's specifically through dealing with Sitra Achra. Let's understand the root of the mitzvahs haseh and the mitzvahs leisaseh. Hine yaduah, mashakas b'tikunei zeir b'akdom adav, dav dalet seif amad beiz, v'daf hei amad alef, al pasuk, zeh shmi la'olam v'zeh zichri. This is my name forever, and this is my remembrance. Says the Zayar, Shmi im Yudke is Shasa Loisase. Shmi, my name. So Shin Mem Yud and Yudke, which is the beginning of Hashem's name, adds up to Shin Samachay, which is the Loisase, the amount of Loisase. And Vavke im Zichri, Ramach Mitzase, the end of the pasuk says, Vizeh Zichri, Zichri. And Vavke are the Mitzase. So you see clearly Yudke is connected to Loisase and Vavke to Ase. We all understand that the Yudke is a lot greater of a level of godliness than the Vavke. We know that Yudke is a name by itself. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is one of the names of Hashem. Yud-Kei on its own is also Hashem's name. So clearly it's a very great level of godliness. It has its own definition, its own description of godliness. Hemshech Yavi in the next shir, Mirtz Hashem.